One of the races is to replace former Senate leader Dean Skelos, a Republican who is now facing a lengthy prison term over corruption convictions. The Democrats have put up Assemblyman Todd Kominsky. He's a former prosecutor who worked on the corruption case against former Senate leader Pedro Espada, who is now in jail. Kominsky, who represents Long Beach on Long Island's South Shore, was a guest on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show, where he said the fallout from corruption at the state capitol is an issue in the race.
People are fed up. They're absolutely sick of their government. They blame both parties. They know something stinks. And so I've been addressing it head on.
Chris McGrath, the Republican candidate, is a local personal injury attorney with ties to the GOP who has never before run for office. McGrath has not mentioned Skelos and has done few interviews, preferring instead to communicate in ads that portray him as committed to his community.
I was the paper boy here. This was my route. This is Our Lady of the Castle Church. We used to play basketball down here. Great place to grow up, I'll tell you that.
McGrath, in the produced ads, argues that electing the Democrat would mean New York City's agenda would take precedence over Long Island's, something Kominsky denies.
If I lose this race, then Bill de Blasio will be picking the pockets of each and every family in this district and on Long Island. Then you'll see family struggle, you'll see teacher layoffs, school aid reduced.
Kominsky has relied on his family for some help, including his famous great-uncle, comedian and filmmaker Mel Brooks, who's doing robocalls.
Yes, it really is Mel Brooks.
Brooks urges voters to get out to the ballot on April 19th.
Write that down. April 19th is a special election. You're liable to forget.
Both candidates may have trouble getting independent voters to remember that they can vote in the Senate race, even if they are not allowed to cast a ballot in the Democratic and Republican presidential primaries. Turnout is likely to be high in the hotly contested Democratic primary between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. While Donald Trump is ahead in the Republican presidential primary, his supporters have shown they're highly motivated to vote. The Senate race is also important because if Kominsky wins, then the Democrats would numerically have the majority in that chamber. But one Democrat, Simca Felder of Brooklyn, caucuses with the GOP and is not expected to switch. And there are also five members of the Independent Democratic Conference. They've in the past formed a majority ruling coalition with the Republicans. There's also an election in Lower Manhattan to replace former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. He's scheduled to be sentenced on corruption charges in a few weeks. Silver ally and Democrat Alice Cancel faces Working Families Party candidate Yulee Neo, who is chief of staff to Queens Assemblyman Ron Kim. The district is heavily Democratic. The Republican candidate is businessman Lester Chang. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.